And we want to welcome into the studio Adam Harjo. Adam's an old friend, certainly, of this program. He has his own North Shore Bike Guy.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Your own business dealing with biking now. What a great deal to be able to have a job at something that you have a passion for.
Yeah, it's definitely been a fun ride.
You've been involved, and a lot of people know that you take great care of our cross-country ski trails up here, but you've been involved with biking for a long time, haven't you?
I have. You know, I grew up bike racing as a kid, and in the early days of mountain bike racing, and it's always kind of been a lifelong passion of mine, and so it's really fun to be able to turn it around and be able to help other people with their experiences.
Now, when you say grew up racing bikes, how did you come to the sport? Where was this that you were doing it?
I grew up in the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. Minneapolis area, and it was basically a way to keep racing throughout the year when there was no snow to ski race.
Just different equipment.
Exactly.
Keep on racing.
Yep.
And how long have you been up here in Cook County now?
Oh, boy, I think almost 13 years.
Is it really?
Yep.
So when did you decide that, okay, I want to make biking more than just something hopefully I can get out and do today, but literally part of my life?
Probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Uh-huh. Just kind of some opportunities fell into place. We kind of started the Lutzen 99er mountain bike race. And at the same time, there was a need for some experienced trail workers to build mountain bike trail. So those two kind of things happened at the same time. And I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
So what experience did you have prior to currently, Adam, as far as building trails?
You know, as a kid, I built trails down in the Minnesota River Valley.
Oh.
You know, totally renegade.
I was going to say, on somebody else's property.
Yeah, I'm not really sure whose property it was. But, you know, so there's always been that push for having, you know, purpose-built mountain bike trails.
And I was just going to say, what we're talking about here is mountain bike trails specifically for that and that only. Are we talking mainly single track?
Mainly single track, yep, absolutely.
And even though it's probably self-evident to most people, what are we talking about when you're talking about single track mountain bike trail?
You know, it's a trail that's, you know, roughly 16 to 24 inches wide, and, you know, kind of winds through the woods. It might have different features like berms or like whoop-de-doos and bridges and boardwalks to go over the wet areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And a whoop-de-doo would be?
You know, some people would like to, like, you know, get their tire.
I know what I think a whoop-de-doo is.
Some people will use them as jumps.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. And some of them is just kind of ride up and over them. Yep.
So I know I have, mountain biking isn't what I do, but I have one time rented a bike from Mark and a mountain bike and went up and rode Pincushion, some of the ski trails. Obviously, that's a lot wider. You can bike there, but that's not what we would call single track.
Exactly. Yep. You know, single track generally will differ from ski trails in the width, of course.
Sure.
Is one. Ski trails also will go up and down grades, which are much steeper than we typically like to put on a mountain bike trail.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, just because of water drainage and things like that.
Oh, sure.
If you make really steep spots, people are going to be locking up their brakes and skidding, which kind of leads to trail degradation, or they're going to be so steep that you spin out, which also leads to that breakdown of the trail. So we're, you know, the single track that we build is designed to be a very, very long-term sustainable trail.
So you've been doing that up at Pincushion.
Yep.
You've also been doing it down in Tofty, have you?
I worked a little bit with a contractor down in Tofty last year.
Yep. Okay, okay.
Yep.
So let's shift gears for a minute and talk, well, it really isn't shifting gears, but talk about the reason. One of the reasons we're doing this, by the way, is although we're almost done with May, but here we were biking all month long, and we didn't even know it was National Bike Month, Buck.
Well, it had to be some reason we were doing it, but we just didn't know it. That's not unusual.
No, that's true. But I was thinking about when you and I go riding, let's say on the road or even up on the county roads, single track is not what we're doing.
No.
No, we're talking, visiting side by side.
That whoops he was talking about?
That whoop-de-doo?
The whoop-de-doo. I like the jumps, but the lands are the parts that make me nervous. And I say worse thing than whoops.
Kind of like skiing. Yeah. I don't mind the takeoff, but I hate the landing. Let's see, in June, is it the third annual Lutzen 99er coming up?
Yep. June 29th. It's going to be the last Saturday of June. This is year number three.
Right.
So it's pretty exciting. You know, we the first year, I think we had 84 people at the starting line. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had a little over 400. Wow. This year, we're probably going to come in right around 700.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Now, there's two races that happened that day. One's a 39-mile race, a little bit easier. Well, obviously, it's easier. It's shorter. A little easier course, too, I believe. And yep. then the 99er, which is a full-blown deal. But to look at 700, maybe even 700-plus, that's really kind of putting Cook County on the map in terms of a certainly mountain biking destination.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's been a great avenue just to get people re-familiar with being up here on their bike.
How did that race even come to be?
It was kind of a brainchild of a few different people that there's a man down in the Twin Cities named Mark Barrett who has a second home in Lutzen, and he rides all these roads and trails for training because he's an ultra athlete. Mm. And he was like, you know, we should just have one of these races up here. And so he kind of talked with a few people around Lutzen, like Mike Larson. And so suddenly this thing just kind of spun into action. And they had some connections down at Lifetime Fitness, who is like the major, you know, major sponsor of the race. Right. And so they kind of just put it all together. They contacted me to see if I wanted to try to organize it. And
the rest is history.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
We're visiting with Adam Harjou, who is he's a bike trail contractor. He is a event, more than a promoter, event organizer, and big time biker. What benefit? This may be obvious, but what benefit is it to Lifetime Fitness, which has a number of, you know, they're probably the name in fitness facilities down in the Twin Cities. It's really funny talking here and all night long. People going by on their bikes all night long. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where's the benefit to them sponsoring a mountain bike race in Cook County?
Yeah. Well, you know, they have races all over, and you know, they kind of started in the triathlon world, and so you know, the benefit for them is that, you know, they can put on a big race. They can organize training groups out of their fitness clubs geared towards these events.
I see.
So it's just kind of this like spider web that, you know, the race is kind of the carrot at the top of the ladder, but it's, you know, just their system, the way that the fitness clubs are set up, it just kind of builds upon itself. Hmm. And then these events are kind of the pinnacle.
I see.
Yep.
Well, it certainly must be infectious because, I mean, not that long ago, Mike Larson didn't know what the front of a back of a bicycle looked like. Now he's not only a road biker, but he's a mountain biker. He does the 99. He's done doing the Mile High Ride out in Colorado last year.
Yep.
Yeah, amazing.
It's great. You know, just, you know, I organize these Wednesday night 99er training rides.
Oh, yeah?
And we've been doing them basically since the snow has been melting just this month. And
from the day before yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. you know, we had a dozen people the first couple of weeks in the rain, you know, and last night I missed the ride, but I did get a text from Mike, and he said we had 19 people. Wow. On our Wednesday night ride. And it's like, I'm just amazed. Like, I didn't even realize there were 19 people in the county that had bikes, you know? So, just watching this thing grow is so cool. Like, it's great that the event is growing and it's bringing in so many out of town people, but also the benefit of an event like this is it gets people locally excited about being out on their bikes.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that's been one of the amazing things to me is that not just for mountain biking, but it's amazing how many cars coming into Cook County, into Grand Marais, with bikes hanging on the back of them. Even for road biking, and it's true, our blacktop riding is somewhat limited, but the scenery doesn't get much better.
Exactly.
You know, if you're doing 61.
Yep.
I think this is a whole, maybe it isn't that new, but it seems to me a real new and growing tourism opportunity for Cook County.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, cycling nationwide is one of the faster growing sports.
Seems like it.
It's so accessible for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you can spend as much as you want on a bike. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars. You can spend a few hundred dollars. And then, you know, your opportunities are just there in front of you.
Well, Buck and I have tried to ride quite a bit. And like Buck says, you know, it's really easy. You get on your bike and you go.
Exactly.
And it's fun. It's great exercise. And you're right, you know, and certainly as you read biking magazines and you can spend a lot of money on bikes, but you can buy the entry level bikes are so much better than they used to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bikes now that, you know, we pay a couple $100 for were like $1,000 technology just a few years ago.
Yeah. 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 And the price just keeps coming down.
Yeah.
It's amazing. What other things are on the horizon? No, talk about pedaling at Pincushion, which is coming up on June 1st.
Yeah. That's it's June 1st is National Trails Day. So the Forest Service, being one of our key partners in our local trail systems, wanted to partner with the Superior Cycling Association. That's our local club here in Cook County. And they're going to have an open house up at the Pincushion Trails.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the building open. You know, there'll be representatives from the Forest Service and the cycling club there. We'll show you the trails, kind of show you what the process is in building the trails, how to enjoy the trails responsibly, and talk about future plans for more trails.
Now, most of the trails you're talking about then are at Pincushion right now. Easy to access, obviously.
Yep.
What, do you have a goal in mind as far as what you want to wind up with up there in terms of miles of single track or miles of mountain bike trails?
Yeah, I mean, our master plan that we have currently calls for just over 20 miles up at Pincushion, which we have about close to 7 right now, and then calls for about 25 down at Britton Peak, just
no
out
kidding.
Of Tofty, which right now there's about 5.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we have a long ways to go. But it's going to be amazing when it's complete.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but given good enough conditions to be working, how long does it take to build a mile of mountain bike trail?
Yeah, I mean, it'll vary a little bit depending on the design and the geology. Anywhere from like 3 weeks to 4 weeks.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not too bad.
No.
No, that's working like that. That would be just me out there working.
Okay.
Yep.
And is your plan to try and hopefully get help, or are you just going to keep on doing it?
There's advantages both ways.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Yep.
We have been visiting with Adam. How are you? Adam, as I mentioned, is a local bicyclist. He's what is the official title? Your race director.
Race director,
of the Lutzen. And I wanted to mention that. The Lutzen 99er takes place June 29th. Helen and I had the opportunity last year to volunteer and just had a great time. If people either A, want more information about the race or are interested in volunteering or riding, what would they do? How would they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can look on the website for information. That's Lutzen99er.com. If people do want to volunteer, and we're always still looking, and
I'm sure.
I promise we'll make it fun for you.
It is.
You can just email me directly at NorthShoreBikeGuy@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And one thing we did last year was we incorporated the kids races on Sunday.
Yeah.
And that was a blast. We had like 60 kids show up, and it's free. So like anyone in the county can just bring their kids down. It's like ages 5 to 13. We have like 3 different distances, and they get to finish under the finish line banner, and one of the highlights of the weekend.
And that's sure. in Lutzen too.
Yep. That's right down at the ski hill there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, and I suppose, again, on the Pincushion, pedaling at Pincushion, they could email you, NorthShoreBikeGuy@gmail.com.
For any more information, absolutely.
Yep. Sounds good. Adam, thanks so much for taking time to be with us on a Friday night.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm glad I could be a part of your retirement plan here. And now we get to see you on the bike more often.
I'm hoping so.
Excellent.
I'm hoping so. Thanks, Adam.